Hi, everybody. This is Dave Von Kleist, and we all know knowledge is power. You should know that by now. What do you say we all power up? The opinions expressed on this broadcast are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. Now, I really shouldn't have to say that, but I'm sort of obligated to do so. You guys haven't figured it out yet by now. All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great, big, beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation. It is Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. And oh my goodness, we're hitting it hard, folks. I don't know. I know I'm getting some people really PO'd, but I've also got a lot more people out there that are fist pumping and saying, oh my gosh, somebody's actually putting out the truth, or at least providing food for thought so we can thunk about it. Anyway, I got a couple of cans of worms that I've opened up in the past. And I'm going to continue to dump them out on the floor so we can sort them out. But before I do, I just want to let you know that I didn't sign up for this. I mean, 30-odd years ago, you know, in the late 80s, I mean, I've always been a musician and a singer. And I've always done voiceovers and commercials and announcements. I mean, for years, I was the voice of WTNH Channel 8 in New Haven, Connecticut. And I did a lot of narrations, did a lot of commercials, character voices, et cetera, et cetera. And if somebody had held a gun to my head and said, hey, guess what? You're going to become a talk show host, and you're going to be talking about politics and health issues. I would have said, you're out of your mind. I'm a musician. I play country, and I play bluegrass. I play jazz. I play rock and roll. I sing. You're saying I'm going to be a talk show host? What are you smoking? Well, I got to tell you, and again, this is my own personal history. Back in the early 90s, I started to wake up, late 80s, early 90s. And that was during the first Gulf War, George Bush, Norman Schwarzkopf, blah, blah, blah. I was working at Channel 8 there in New Haven, Connecticut. And I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. And I saw stuff that was being, shall we say, it was being sent over raw feeds, video stuff that blew my mind. And that night, Peter Jennings didn't report it. And that sort of set a fire underneath my butt. And that's what sort of inspired me to start paying attention. And then a couple years after that, as I was starting to learn all this stuff, of course, my marriage got very difficult, as do many relationships when one person starts to pay attention and wake up, and the other person doesn't. And, you know, when you're talking about the Federal Reserve, you know, the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not part of the government.
Oh, what are you talking about? It's the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. And Federal Express is part of the government, too. Yeah, but anyway, you can't get through on a lot of these people. So anyway, I ended up having to go through a very difficult divorce. It was a tough time in my life after 23 years of marriage. And I was feeling very sad. And a friend of mine, Mike in Connecticut, he gave me a Bible. And it was the first Bible I'd had since I was in my early teens. And one afternoon, I was just feeling sad, and I opened it up randomly, and it went to Ezekiel chapter 33. Now, I could read the whole thing, but I'll paraphrase. Basically, God said to the people, he said, you need to assign a watcher on the wall, somebody who's going to warn the people when I bring the sword upon the land. And he's to blow the trumpet. When he sees the sword, you blow the trumpet and warn the people. Now, if he blows a trumpet and the people don't listen, their blood is on their own heads. However, if he sees the sword come upon the land and he blows not the trumpet, then their blood is on his head. And I said, you know, to myself, wait a second, I see what's going on, and I don't understand why many people don't see it, but I've got to start screaming from the rooftops and blowing the trumpet. And that's what inspired me to pursue a career as a talk show host. And again, if somebody approached me a couple of years earlier and said, you're going to become a talk show host, I would have think that they're absolutely insane. So anyway, I became a talk show host. And as the years went by, that's when I got together. I met Joyce Riley, and we ended up getting married, and we became the American Gulf War Veterans Association. We traveled all over the country, coast to coast to coast, and northern border, southern border, all over the place, trying to help the veterans. And started writing music that is somewhat politically charged. And you can go to YouTube. All my music is up there for free. It's not about the money, folks. But yeah, go to YouTube and search my name, Dave Von Kleist, and you'll see all kinds of music there. But anyway, so I started writing the music. And then when 9/11 happened, I was on the air. And, well, you know what happened with the 9/11 In Plain Sight, which was released almost 20 years ago. It's 20 years this year. In September, it'll be the 20th anniversary of 9/11 In Plain Sight. And then the Power Hour was producing another documentary, Beyond Treason, and then One Nation Under Siege, and then 9/11 Ripple Effect. Meanwhile, I'm writing all these politically incorrect songs. And then I had another emotional difficulty when the relationship with Joyce, we ended up having to part ways. And I swore I would never do radio again. I didn't want to be Dave Von Kleist anymore. I didn't want to be the patriot balladeer or the producer, you know, documentary producer, radio talk show host. No, I'm done with that. I figured if you can't trust the people in your own foxhole, what's the point? So that's why I bailed. I said, to heck with the patriot movement, to heck with the 9/11 truth movement, to heck with all you Christians, you hypocrites. And I just self-imposed hiatus. Well, after a dozen or so years, last fall in October, I just happened to pick up the Bible again. And again, it went to Ezekiel chapter 33, the same one that it inspired me all those years ago. Of course, 30 odd years ago, the rest of the chapter didn't mean anything to me. However, last October, when I opened it up, it went to the end of Ezekiel 33. And when I read it, it gave me chills. I said, no way. And anyway, I will share with you the last two lines. This is Ezekiel chapter 33, the last two lines, number 32 and 33. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song, of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. I said, what? Wait a minute. I'm no prophet. What is a prophet? Somebody who foresees the truth or something? Or maybe somebody who just simply tells truth that people aren't ready to see yet? I don't know. But when I read that, the goosebumps all over my body. I went, oh, my word. And the next day, I got a phone call from Michael here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. He said, Dave, you got to come back on the air. People have been asking about you for years. John Stadmiller, rest his soul, he'd contacted me three or four times in the past decade. Says, Dave, you know, you should come back on the air. I said, no, not going to do it. Already been there, done that, wore out the whole wardrobe of T-shirts. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, for whatever reason, last October, I opened it up and I read Ezekiel 33, 32 and 33. And that's the next day, like I said, Michael contacted me, says, look it, you got to go back on the air. So I had this feeling that maybe I was getting tapped on the shoulder here. And that's why I'm here. Believe me, it's not about, you know, ego strokes or accolades or anything like that. I could care less about that. And I certainly am not making any money doing this. Although it'd be nice to be able to fund the coffers a little bit, help out with my Social Security. But the bottom line here is that's why I'm here, folks. I didn't ask for this. It's just I felt compelled to do so. Like I said, somebody tapped me on the shoulder. So that's why I'm back out here. And I tell you, it's not fun. It really isn't. I mean, there's no joy, and I told you so, for either party. And I did tell you so. Almost 30 years ago, you know, it says they hear their words, but they heed them not, something like that. I just closed it. But I mean, the title cut of my first album is Will Someone Listen? Well, maybe it was just, you know, too far ahead of its time. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. This is not something, like I said, this is not something that I savor. It's not something that, you know, that I think it's, you know, I mean, it's nice and all that to be back on the air, and I certainly appreciate the support that I've gotten from the listeners out there. Hey, Dave, it's good to hear you again. Yeah, it's nice to hear you too. But I'm not doing it for the accolades and the money. You know, all my music is out there for free on YouTube. You know, the documentaries are out there for free online. It's not about making the money, folks. Too many people are in this movement for the accolades and the money. No, I'm not about that. I could care less about that. But anyway, all right, I got to get back into this issue here. If you didn't hear Tuesday's broadcast, please go to the archives. You can go to our website, thewtfreports.com. Don't forget the word the, T-H-E, thewtfreports.com. And for those of you who are offended by that, well, look, I'm not here to preach to the righteous. I'm here to preach, you know, to not even to preach. I'm just to put it out for the commoner, for the common man, you know. You could hang out with all the righteous and all that, but they don't need to hear it. It's the regular folks, the blue collars, the folks that are unfortunately been distracted all these years by mainstream media, Netflix, pro sports. I mean, you name it, bread and circuses. The whole point of this is to try to get folks to start paying attention to what reality is all about. And I'll say it, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It doesn't make any difference what I believe. It doesn't make any difference what you believe. What makes a difference is what they believe. Who are they? What do they believe? We've got to understand this, because until we do, we'll never understand what makes this world go round. But anyway, before I get rolling into some continuations of the topic that we discussed on Tuesday, and again, go back and listen to the day before yesterday's show, the 16th. There's some very important information there that deserves your attention. Before I go any further, though, this is really important. There's a website. It's opensecrets.org. Write this one down. opensecrets.org. Now, I don't care where you are in the United States. You all have congressmen and congresswomen. You've got senators. You've got elected officials. I would ask that you go to opensecrets.org and do a search for your representative and see who the top contributors are. Now, the reason I'm bringing this to your attention, because right now, we just heard that the impeachment effort against Alejandro Mayorkas has failed. They voted party lines. Yeah, Democrats, Republicans. It's not about what's good for the American people. It's about standing with your party. Party politics, to hell with the population. To hell with you. I'm standing by my party. That's what it's all about. And why did Mike Johnson flip-flop? $60 billion go to Ukraine. How much is going to fix the infrastructure or close the border or do anything to help the American people? Well, you got to have $60 billion got to go off to Ukraine. And how many billions is Israel getting every year? It was all lumped together in one bill. And if you don't vote for that, then we're not going to close the border. So the American people are being held hostage by those who control the Congress and the Senate. And who do you think that could be? Well, again, go to opensecrets.org, type in the name of your representative or senator, and then take a look at who the contributors are. Well, you know something? Mike Johnson got $30,000 from AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. And in my own state, guess what? Ryan Zinke, Republican, got contributions from AIPAC. And John Tester, a Democrat, he got contributions from AIPAC. So AIPAC is betting on all the horses, so no matter which horse wins, they win. That's the way it works, folks. Money, money talks. And it's not just money. Remember those three magic words: bribery, also known as lobbying, Bribery, coercion, blackmail. Those are the three things that make this world go round. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Just apply one of those three or all three of those words to your elected officials or your justices, you know, or your corporate leaders. When you're climbing the ladder of success, whether it be at the private sector or the public sector, you go up one rung at a time. And eventually you're going to reach a rung that's going to require that you compromise your principles and betray your own morals. And unless you're willing to do that, you will not go any farther. And that leads us to, let's go back to this issue about Zionism. Okay? Let's go back to this issue of blackmail. Yeah, we all know about Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, Jeffrey Epstein was hanging out with Maxwell. What's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell. Her dad was Robert Maxwell, worked for the Mossad. What did he do? He and the Mossad worked together furiously, and they're doing this a lot. All over the world, it's not just the Maxwells. But what they do is they get people into compromising positions. Maybe, you know, a honeypot video, they're with some little girl or some teen or some little boy or something like that. Get them on video or on a photograph and they can be blackmailed. Well, that's going on across the board. Anyway, there is a little short documentary about Harvey Weinstein. And we'll have it posted on our website. I suggest you watch the whole thing because it has a lot to do with Zionism. And unfortunately, there are a lot of Jewish folks out there that are wrapped up to their eyeballs with this. Now, again, I will say it. I've said it every single time we bring this up. I am not an anti-Semite. I do not hate Jews any more than I hate Christians or I hate Muslims. I mean, if you're a bad person, you're a bad person. Doesn't make any difference what religion you subscribe to. But the bottom line here is that in this particular situation, folks need to do some research into Khazarians, the Khazarian mafia. They've been around for millennia. And their methodology is pretty doggone nasty. But anyway, I wanted to share with you a couple of clips. It's a couple of these I played the other day, and they're worth repeating. But when I got off of the air on Tuesday, a little bit later on in the afternoon, I tuned into Real America's Voice. And again, I am really seriously disappointed with some of the so-called conservative right-wing news outlets. I mean, we know what we're going to get from CBS and ABC and NBC and CNN and Fox. But I would have thought that maybe Newsmax would be a little better. And I thought maybe OAN would be a little better. Of course, they are better. They're reporting a lot of stuff that the other alphabet networks won't touch. But it's like the 80-20%. 80% good information, 20% bad. I mean, the other networks are like 80% bad and 20% good. But I'm not going to get into that. But the point is, though, is that they played a clip. And there's a rabbi by the name of Emil Hirsch. And he made the following statement. You might want to hear what he had to say. And this is going to muddy the waters. Well, you know what? I'm going to hold off on this because I just looked at the clock and we got a break coming up in just a couple of about 20 seconds. So when I get back, I want to play a couple of these clips. And I want you to consider the idea. And again, there's a huge difference between Zionism and Judaism. Zionism is political dogma, and of course Judaism is a faith. They are different. They are separate. And people need to understand that. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When I get back, I'm going to pick this apart a little bit. So stick around, folks. The WTFReports.com. This is Red Pill 101 Radio. Stay with me. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Help them all understand that your freedom's been stolen. The line's crossed in the sand. And if we turn from the wicked, he'll come heal our land. So come on, America. Join in the fight and stand up to the tyrants.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some people hate me because of words that I sing. Some people hate me because I'm doing my thing. Some people hate me because of words that I say. That doesn't stop me, gonna say them anyway. Some people hate me because of thoughts that I think. Some people hate me because I don't like to drink. Some people hate me because I won't live their life. Some people hate and they don't even know why. Some people hate because they just won't understand. Some people just ignore the laws of the land. Some people hate because they don't know how to love. Some people don't acknowledge God up above. Some people hate and say there's folks hating them. And so they vilify, coerce, and condemn. Some people hate because it's all that they know. Don't wanna hear that you shall reap what you sow.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the WTF Reports, Red Pill 101 Radio. That's what you get here. This is Dave Von Kleist, and yeah, that's a song I wrote almost 30 years ago, all about generated, fabricated, perpetrated hate. And yeah, I will tell you, folks, there's no doubt about it, hate is the tool of the globalists. Divide and conquer. And unfortunately, they are working very hard right now to create a holy war. They're going to pit the Christians against the Jews, against the Muslims. They're going to just do everything that they can to divide everybody. And you're using deception to do it. Now, I want to share with you, before I went to the break, I was telling you that there was a rabbi by the name of Emil Hirsch in Michigan, and he made a very interesting statement. And I'm going to play it. Let me see here. Let me put this here, this here. Okay, here it is.
Neither I nor our synagogue engage in partisan politics.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So allow me to express a nonpartisan word to all of our friends in elected office from the Democratic Party. From one who is finely attuned to American Jewish sentiment. Do not take American Jews for granted. I have spoken with so many American Jews in the past few months who have surprised me with their anxiety about developments in the Democratic Party and their perception that it is becoming increasingly hostile to Israel and increasingly tolerant of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism in its own ranks.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. He's linking anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. They are two different things.
Be careful. The results of the upcoming election do not only depend on Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wanted to put that out there. Now, we've got to understand that Zionism and Judaism are two different things. Zionism is political dogma. Judaism is a faith. All right? Got to keep those separate. But you see, there are powers that be that don't want that to be separate. I mean, just think of this. Go back a few years. Remember the Summer of Love and Antifa was out there burning down Portland and Seattle. And they had that one area that was all completely closed off. Nobody could get in there. They were destroying police stations. They were just destroying everything. The George Soros-funded Antifa/BLM crowd. And, of course, all the conservatives are saying, oh, man, this is not good. These are bad people. Well, of course they were. Well, guess what? Now, this past week, everybody's screaming about this genocide going in on in Palestine. And yes, it is genocide. And yes, it is going on. And there are, you know, tens of thousands of people being killed, tens of thousands of children. This is ethnic cleansing. No doubt about it. None whatsoever. But you see, anybody speaking out against that is somehow being vilified. So what do you suppose would be a good thing for George Soros and his buddies to do? How about getting the Antifa crowd and the BLM crowd to join the protests that are protesting Israel and the genocide? And that way, everybody can start saying, oh, there's those crazy left-wing squad people. You know, and so they're going to link the protests against genocide with the liberal extreme left, Antifa, BLM, blue-haired crowd. Brilliant move, George. Brilliant move, because a lot of people are buying it. They're buying it, and this is absolutely, like I said, it's brilliant. So now, if you're out there protesting, you know, standing up for Palestine, you're going to be seen as an ultra-left winger, you know, progressive extremist. And that's not what it's all about. This is completely bass-ackwards. So anyway, as far as this whole genocide in Palestine is concerned, and this rabbi trying to link anti-Semitism with Zionism, no. If I'm anti-Zionist, well, guess what? I hope that a lot of the Jewish folks out there will come to realize what Zionism is and raise their voices against it. And yes, there are a lot of Jews out there that are doing exactly that. Kudos to you for understanding and recognizing it. Because if the Jews of this country don't recognize it and don't stand up against Zionism, they will suffer the same persecution that they've been screaming about for 70-odd years, 100 years, whatever. All right, we got a bottom of the hour break coming up, and I got a couple other things I want to share with you. But, yeah, we can open up the phone lines. Why the heck not? I want to know if you've gone to OpenSecrets.com and looked up your representative. See if AIPAC contributed to them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
That's the way it's been for oh so long, and you're so used to it you don't see what's wrong. It's in your history, and if you just look you'll see that it's repeating.
When lawyers' litigation goes without examination, you can bet that it won't take very long. With rules and regulations and without representation, pretty soon you'll sing a slavery song. No, go ahead and go your own merry way. But I can tell you that you'll soon curse the day. You were asleep at the wheel, you didn't know it was real. You'll learn the hard way.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the WTF Reports on this Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. Red Pill Radio 101. Red Pill 101. And, okay, yeah, I've got some callers on the line, but I do want to get to a couple of real quick clips. Now, I was talking about how the entire world is being manipulated and misdirected and deceived, and we know who the Prince of Deception is. But I want to share with you, you know, everybody's been talking about, you know, the Bo Diddy recent bust in Hollywood and sex trafficking. And of course, that brings up Ghislaine Maxwell and Harvey Weinstein. And you remember the Academy Awards where Ricky, what was his name? I can't remember, but he stood up and he basically lambasted anybody that was into the child sex trafficking thing. Well, guess what? Larry David, okay, he's big time comedian. You've all seen him on TV. He hosted Saturday Night Live. Now, I'm sorry if somebody gets their tail feathers ruffled on this, but you got to hear what he's had to say. Here it is.
A lot of sexual harassment stuff in the news of late, and I couldn't help but notice a very disturbing pattern emerging, which is that many of the predators, not all, but many of them, are Jews.
Oh, my. Isn't that funny?
And I have three words to say to that. Oy vey shmir.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, again, folks, there is, if you go to thewtfreports.com, and you can go, we've got all the archives, every show that we've done, and many of them have notes, and you can click on the notes. You'll have links to the video clips, that audio parts that I play on the show, and in some cases, you'll see the entire 20-minute or 30-minute documentary in from which those clips were taken, such is the case with what you just heard. So there are, like I said, links to all of the different things. I also have a link to opensecrets.org there. So if you go to thewtfreports.com and go, just scroll down till you see one of the shows, and then when you click on more information, it'll give you links to what I'm referring to. So because I want to make sure I provide, you know, sources for the information that you're hearing. And again, I can't stress this enough. It's not what I believe. It's not what you believe. It's what they believe. And I'm sorry, folks, but those three words, bribery, coercion, blackmail, etch them into your memory and apply them to everything that you hear on the news. Everything. Everything. Because it does. Whew. Anyway, okay, we got some callers on the line. Let's see. Let's go to... first up is Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. I'm going to ask each of you callers to please be quick because I want to be fair to everybody. So go ahead, Mike. What do you
Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. You know, there's a Special Operations Division. Everybody needs to look that up. The slide was leaked. I don't even know if it's been nearly 10 years ago. And just at the local grand jury level, they watch drug dealers for 18 months, building a case, figuring out who their network is, and that kind of stuff. So this rapper, Bo Diddy or whatever, they were probably watching him for years. Yeah. So anybody in this network of whatever, child abuse type stuff or whatever, there's likely that they know everybody that interacted with that guy. And You know how it goes. Sometimes people are turned state's evidence, or they're turned into operatives, informants, or whatever. So they keep the network going, fishing out.
Yeah, well, it was 12 years ago under the Obama administration that he weaponized the NSA to go after taxpayers.
Oh, don't
here
be so
in the
naive,
states.
Man. I've got sources that are old enough that they're dying off that were in the military back in the 80s. They had a thing called a hook bypass switch. They were able to listen in on phones on the hook way back in the 80s and 90s. They just automated it when they got to the cell phone era with something called a sessionizer, which was given by William Benny's NSA division probably about 1996, was given to the Israelis, who then turned around and sold it back to the NSA under the branded names of Naris, which was sold to Boeing, which I thought was shocking. I thought they were just an aircraft company. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of it went to Verizon, so they maintained the illusion of competition. But it both came from the Israelis via the NSA and probably yet another instance of unregistered foreign aid. And there's no telling how much money in insider trading, blackmail, extortion, and stuff that they've made. By spying
Bingo.
On people when they thought the illusion of privacy.
Yeah, well, that's anyway. What I was saying. Under the Obama administration, when he weaponized the NSA to go after the American people on behalf of the IRS, the good guys, the white hats in the NSA, started compiling all the evidence with our elected officials and justices, et cetera, et cetera. And this is all the data, all these offshore accounts, you know, all the honeypot videos. They have it all. Go ahead.
Well, Russ Tice was predates that by years.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
And he saw how Dick Cheney was abusing that and putting in tap orders off hours on the weekends and stuff to spy on Supreme Court Justice Alito, the White House press secretary. His own press secretary is being spied on by Dick Cheney. But that goes back way before Filegate. I was hearing inside of people's living rooms in the late 1990s, and I heard inside a daycare center. I had a five-year-old safety phone call me and lock up my phone, and I could hear this kid playing in his room. Would any reporter talk to me? No. Will the Electronic Frontier Foundation take my case? No. It's a dog and pony show. They're doing steam valve stuff. Well, Thomas Massie talked to me when one of his own constituents, and he's an MIT tech grad. Would he talk to me or the victim that I have that just died? No. No.
Wow.
It's just a bunch of BS. They could arrest.
Wow.
They could take
hey, well, Mike, I certainly appreciate your contribution to the show, and I hope that are you a regular listener? Is this a first? Are you a first-time caller?
No, man, I've talked to you on Facebook before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was trying to sort it out.
We can have a conversation. I could send you links. I could get you in touch with some of my contacts and sources. It's stupid. I mean. I believe a lot of this, and William Binney didn't talk about Israel for almost probably 4 years after the Snowden leaks.
Wow.
So,
well, listen, I'm going to have to move on, but by all means, stay in touch, and don't hesitate to call in on the show. I'm on every Tuesday and Thursday.
All right.
Thank you much for the contribution there, Mike. Let's go to California, say hi to Cynthia. Thank you so much for holding, Cynthia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. What do you got?
Well, I want to tell you that the 17th Amendment that took the ability to elect the senators did not remove from the legislature the ability to recall senators. The legislatures, there's a petition that outlines how to do this, and it's on reclaimingtherepublic.org. And I just sent you an email with that information. Okay. Dave Von Kleist. And the thing is that they can start petitioning immediately to get these senators recalled, and they don't have to wait until a next election. Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it now. We can do it in the next couple of months.
I certainly hope so. We got to do something, because this country's in a mess.
Well, I'm offering to set up for you to interview GR, the constitutional scholar whose site is reclaimingtherepublic.org, because this is the kind of issue that people are very riled up about, and anybody in the legislature who does not participate should be targeted at the next election or even sooner. Okay? So it's a way of screening who at the legislature is also not a good egg.
Okay.
Can I have you look at that and maybe discuss
let me go to my inbox. Cynthia, okay, I see 17th Amendment on the senators who voted against the impeachment. Okay, I will definitely check this out. It just came in.
What happened is Delaware changed their vote. Delaware changed their vote less than 10 years ago. So you could actually have a state that okayed the 17th Amendment go back and vote to reclaim that right,
mm-hmm.
and they can recall senators.
Wow. Well, there's another option, by the way. I want to throw this out there. For those of you who have never heard about the petit juries or petite juries, you need to do some research in your state and find out if there are jural assemblies of reforming. Now, the petit jury or petite jury is the fourth arm of government that we were never taught about. And this is where the power comes from with the people. And every county in every state should have its own petite jury, because the jury, the people's jury, has the power to immediately remove any elected or appointed official. That's where the real power comes from, and that's why we were never taught about it. So look it up in your state. See if you can find a jural assembly. We're doing it here in Montana. California's doing it. Michigan's doing it. States all over the country are trying to get their states settled. They have to have two-thirds of the counties on board with their general assembly. So do a little bit of research, because that's where the real power comes from.
All right, let's go back to the phones. You mean the New California State Movement?
Sorry?
You mean the New California State, the New California 51st State?
No, I'm talking about the general assemblies. I'm talking the California General Assembly. It's a different issue altogether than going for independence. So,
okay.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your joining me, and I hope you continue to do so. Let's go back to the phones. And the number here is 512-248-8252. And let's see, Francis in North Carolina, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. What you got?
Oh, what don't I have? Hey, young man. One, I have to applaud a lot of the callers that I've been hearing and all that, and quite frankly, I'm glad that the chickens that Mike in Kentucky has sound quite happy in the background, so I'm tickled about that deal.
Yeah, I heard them too, yeah.
Yeah. Go figure, nothing worse than a sad chicken. But anyway... I'm just wondering how much George Soros paid off this rabbi for shooting off their mouth the way they did and wordsmithing. That had to be a pretty penny to do that to start with. And as far as these, I call them spoiled brats, the so-called elite or whatever, they're pitting one religion after the other and so forth and whatever, BS and so forth. You know, that kind of reminds me of the sticker I have on the back of the vehicle. You know what it says?
What's that?
Who would Jesus bomb? Now, for people of one particular faith, they're going to take offense to that. But you know something? When that dude came here, he came here to teach about healing and about loving each other. I don't care if you hated your neighbor's guts to the nth degree or whatever, you still express love towards them. They might not accept it. That's fine. At least you showed you had a good heart towards them. And that was all there was to it. So these warmongers that are up in D.C. and the District of Criminals and so forth and Pentagon, it's very apparent what side of the fence that they are as far as that one faith is concerned. That doesn't get mentioned about that often. So regardless of what the three main religions are, you're going to have good and you're going to have bad. It's just a question of sorting through the garbage and seeing what actually sprouts out on their tree of life, shall we say, because that fruit can either be good or it can be bad. The question is how it's been tendered. Anyway, with that, have a fun weekend.
Well, thank you. You have a lovely weekend yourself. So there, neener, neener. I appreciate it. All right. Oh, man, it's always good to have good contributors getting, you know, folks back involved. And I have to apologize to folks that have emailed that email account. That's the general account that I have. And I get so much stuff through there. And I don't get to everybody's emails. But I was just drawing attention to Sandra. She emailed me, I guess, after Tuesday's show. And her name, I'm not going to say her last name, but it's definitely not Japanese. Okay. It ends in Stein. So obviously she is, I'd have to assume that she is of Jewish descent or Jewish faith or what have you. And she writes to me, she says, just wanted to compliment you on your show of 416. That's this past Tuesday's show. And if you didn't hear Tuesday's show, go back to the archives. I'm sorry if some people are offended. I'm not here to get anybody PO'd. I'm just putting, you know, I'm just the messenger. That's all I am. Don't hate the messenger, hate the message. But anyway, she writes here, do you remember Cynthia McKinney? She was in Congress, forgot which state. I believe it was North Carolina, South Carolina. Anyway, she was vehement about how all the Congress critters had to pledge their allegiance to Israel. Let me stop right there. Back when I was doing the Power Hour, and I would say it was probably right around 20 years ago, it was right after 9/11 in plain sight was released. And we were in touch with Cynthia McKinney. We had her on as a guest on the Power Hour radio show. And you're absolutely right. The Congress was required to sign a pledge and their allegiance to Israel. Now, wait a second. It seems that Ilhan Omar, a few months ago, She's of Somalian descent. She was addressing a group of Somalians in their native tongue, and she said that she was pledging her undying support for Somalia and that she was pleased to be a member of Congress because she would always keep Somalia first in her mind. Oh, my God, everybody lost their minds. Ilhan Omar is a treasonist. She's turning her back on America, and she's going to represent Somalia. That's treason. That's treason. Well, guess what, campers? Chuck Schumer did the same thing. Nancy Pelosi did the same thing. They pledged their allegiance to Israel. Folks, you cannot serve two masters. We have to do away with dual citizenship. I'll tell you that right now. All right, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back in just about 3 minutes. This is the WTF Reports. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and this is Red Pill 101 Radio. Stay with us.
So come on, America, don't hesitate. We must all stand together before it's too late. So many before you.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7:10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Memory Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there.
Start your day and be prepared.
So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in midweekdays on RBN. Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7 to 10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So I could watch the nightly news. I want to know what's going on and hear the world views. The government officials said we have to get Saddam. But I ask you, Christian President, just
who would Jesus bomb? Let's go with another verse.
They told us 20 years ago Saddam Hussein's our friend. Biological components the ATCC did send. Our CIA sent info for his chemicals to spray. Well, if you could talk to Jesus, just what do you think he'd say? sing God bless America, and you say that you love God. You say you want his blessings, but I think that's rather odd. The talking heads on TV say we have to get Saddam. Well, I ask you, Fox and CNN, just who would Jesus bomb?
Welcome back to the WTF Reports on a Thursday. It's the 18th of April. Oh, my gosh. I thought things were going to start straightening themselves out. You know, I mean, 20, 30 years ago, a lot of this information was getting out there. People were listening to International Shortwave. There was Tom Valentine. There was Chuck Harder. There was William Cooper. I mean, there were a lot of people out there broadcasting and putting this information out there. And I can't help but think that, unfortunately, a lot of people listening came to the untrue assumption that just because the information's getting out there, then they could continue to sit in their rocking chair and wait for somebody else to do something about it. Well, you know, I got to tell you, folks, you know, we have these elected officials, these public servants. And by the way, the public servants are living in mansions. And we are supposed to be the masters, and we're living in hovels. Well, bottom line here, folks, is that everything got turned topsy-turvy. All of us out there listening on the shortwave, listening to Alex Jones and myself and Joyce and all the other people that were screaming from the rooftops about the truth, a lot of folks sitting in their rocking chairs figured, well, as long as they're talking about it, the truth's getting out. Things are going to get straightened out. They're not going to get straightened out until we get involved. Government of, by, and for the people, that's us. That's us. You elect your government officials to do a job. They're not doing the job. Now, I'm really upset here that the impeachment that was brought against Alejandro Mayorkas, well, it got voted down. It got voted down. The overwhelming majority of Americans are screaming from the rooftops, close the borders. I saw a video earlier this morning. I should have prepared that one and played it. But it was a police officer in Denver, and he was talking about all of the illegals that have come into Colorado, and that they have arrested 50, that's 50, members of Al-Qaeda. Now, if that's how many they've arrested, how many are still floating around? And that's just Al-Qaeda. What about Taliban? Okay, what about ISIS? What about all these other groups that hate our country simply because we've been in the practice of bombing brown people for generations? We got to get our act together, folks. When do we get out the pitchforks and torches and storm the castle? It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us. If our government officials won't do the job, then we're going to have to do it ourselves. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for today's installment of the WTFReports.com. Go to the website, check it out, and you all have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Tuesday. God bless all of you.
And in the end,
what would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle it! handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.